I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Buddy, I'm doing wonderful, and I got my friend Chris Parton here across the board with me, too.
Hey, Brady.
What's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good, man.
For folks who don't know, tell us about the Petty Junkies, how this came to be, and what your idea is of a great time with all these musicians. Tell me about this.
Well, it came to be after getting a call from Lonnie Wilson, the drummer. And I've known Lonnie forever and ever, and we had always threatened one another to be in a band together. And when he called me about this and said, hey, you want to do a Tom Petty tribute band, I was, ecstatic. I was like, heck yeah. I said, I can do me some Tom Petty. You know, I just, because all these years I've been so influenced by Petty's music. And, and, of course, I knew that if Lonnie was going to be in the band, then everybody else in the band was going to be stellar musicians as well. And sure enough, he told me that Mark Hill, you know, was going to be playing bass, and Gordon Kennedy, which Gordon and I had been playing a lot of acoustic songwriter kind of shows together during that time anyway. So I was like, heck yeah, if Gordon's in it, I'm in it, you know. And mm-hmm. then Blair Masters, which I had done some stuff with, playing keyboards, and then Jerry McPherson playing the other guitar parts. And I was just like blown away when the whole thing assembled and we rehearsed for the first time. It was pure magic. It really was.
So these guys that you're mentioning here, for folks who are listening to us driving up and down the road, these are people, what, they've gone on the road with different touring stars or played in their bands? Is that how it's working?
Yeah, absolutely. Lonnie's out on the road right now playing drums for George Strait.
Wow.
And you just can't get bigger than that.
Yeah.
Well, actually you almost can, because Gordon and Blair is out on the road with Garth Brooks, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they're out on there, and the last time I checked that they sold two sold out shows. Yeah. To a big stadium up north somewhere, like 85,000 people each show. So maybe Garth is bigger. I don't know. but yeah, so those two guys are with him. And then Mark Hill is out on the road with Brooks and Dunn and Reba, right? So and then Jerry McPherson has been out on the road. He's mostly in the studio these days because he's so sought after here in Nashville, but he has been out on the road before with Tim McGraw, Faith Hill, Reba, and Amy Grant. So a couple of no-namers.
Yeah, right. So,
it's really, really cool. And then, of course, my stint with Little Texas back in the day was just really, really, you know, like all of us coming together was kind of like the perfect storm. It was really, really, really cool.
That's the first time I heard them was, I think, at Third and Lindsley at Nashville. And I'll be honest, you know, I didn't dislike Petty before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, some cool songs. But after I heard the Petty Junkies play this stuff with such passion, and I think I can say this, some of the tunes may be even better than the originals. I don't know. Arguably,
wow.
Look out.
Lord, here's what everybody needs to know, too. We are not impersonators. I'm not up there with the top hat trying to be Tom Petty. We are trying our best to interpret his attitude, those songs, and really do the songs and his legacy justice. That's what we do.
I tell you what, check it out. The Petty Junkies coming to the Midwest Event Center. Tickets online. Check out our website. Our Facebook will be blasted all over the place. And we're going to spin some Petty Junkies music up here with little Mary Jane's Last Dance. All right, Brady?
Nice. Thank you, man.